Every other Sunday night in 2009, listeners in Portland, Oregon, and the world over turned off their television sets and video game consoles to sit around their radio and listen to the zombie apocalypse live. Now, for the first time since originally airing, this is Portland AZ, Life After the Zombies.
They knew the apocalypse was coming. They knew death was walking across the land. They did nothing to protect us. The War of the Dead spanned the globe. Now they no longer exist. The lucky ones died in the chaos. We are not the lucky ones. We are the survivors. These are our tales. After the Zombies, Life AZ.
Here's little Stevie Wonder. This is Todd Jones on KGAR. Sending.
They came to get him, Barbara. Fail.
Little respect. We just listened to a human being die live.
Come on, sis, you gotta see the irony that his wife's name was Barbara and zombies ate him. Get it? Barbara, zombies?
Yes, I get it. No, I don't see the irony. I just see you being a douche.
Plus, your infantile grasp of the English language sickens me. It is not irony that zombies consume the flabby flesh of a right-wing radio host. Merely a coincidence.
Human. Dead. Care. Anyway, Gary, Edward, can I get a little support here?
Lara's right, guys. We need to be more sensitive to
the... Edward! Check it outside. A headless Zed. He's staring right at me.
You want some of my yummy skin, don't you, Zed? Yeah. Give me some sugar.
Knock it off, Ed. Now haul your ass into the storeroom and get more nails. We need to board up these windows.
Why? We parked a grip of cars in front of the store. It ain't like Zed's gonna jack the wires and drive in.
No, they won't, but I seriously doubt we're the only survivors in this city. We gotta keep looters out as well.
Besides, Ed, apocalypse or not, your ass still works for me. You want a place to live? You'll get more nails and help me board up the front windows.
But what about them? You ain't bossing them around?
They're customers. And besides, I like bossing you around.
Tool.
You know I'm your hero.
As much as I enjoy watching your witty banter, we do need to think about our next steps.
Next steps? What are you talking about? The next step is easy. We sit on our butts, rip open some games, and eat all the Slim Jims we can shove into our bellies.
I'm keeping track of everything. Don't get too crazy.
I'm good for it.
Uh-huh.
And after that? This is not some passing crisis. This is it. This is the apocalypse.
With zombies.
Ah, yeah. Finally. You tell me all those years of gaming ain't going to pay off.
Okay, I can't argue with that logic. You know, were you actually the 12th level paladin you play? Now bring me the nails. The zombie staring at us is really freaking me out.
Join us, Gary. Join us.
Yeah, here you go.
Grab a hammer and help me here.
Hey, I'm snagging some more deck card packs. I want to fill out my deck.
Oh, write down how many. Damn it. I'm serious. You're going to have to pay me back for all the swag you're swiping.
Sure, Gary. No problemo.
Hey, grab me some chips while you're up. I'm hungry.
You're always hungry.
And yet I maintain this perfect figure.
Just get ready for a pristine ass-whooping, dear sister, at the hands of the deckmaster.
Could you all keep it down, please? I am trying to see if anyone on TeamSpeak has any news.
You better hurry. Something tells me we ain't going to have power for too much longer, and you'll have to interact with your fellow humans, you know, face to face.
Between the Walking Dead and you, Edward? The choice is clear.
Here you go, sis. Now prepare for the pain.
Oh, bring it, little man.
Little man, you did not go there. My undead deck will feast upon human flesh so hard that... Maybe I'll use my goblin deck instead.
Yeah. Too soon.
Damn.
What now?
Servers just went down. There goes the world.
You don't have to sit up here with me.
I want to. Besides, no one should be on guard duty alone, and it isn't safe.
You're sweet, Gary, but we're on the roof. It isn't like the Zed can take 20 and scale the fire escape.
Oh, I know. I just, well, It looks like this whole undead end of the world thing is going to last a little longer than we thought, so I...
Hey, Tracy, move your ass! I want to get in some shots before I got to spend the night on the roof.
I'm coming, sweet zombie Jeebus, you're pushy.
Just get out here. We're losing daylight.
What? You think the light's going to help you? Fool! You're talking to an honest-to-God killionaire here. I live and breathe headshots.
Oi, kids, trying to be the lookout up here? Perhaps you can keep the sack swaying to a minimum? Besides, you both suck at the real thing.
They better not be using the metal poly dice. Don't care if the world ended. Those things cost a frigate.
Oh, sweet. Hipster Zed, Hipster Zed. Come on, Douchey McDoucherton. I got some nice yummy brains for you.
You know, they don't just eat brains.
Would you stop spoiling the moment?
$500 says you can't knock off his trucker cap in one shot.
$500? You are on.
You guys do know that the point of the barricade is to keep out the undead, right?
Sorry, sis. I couldn't hear you. Did you say let in another zombie? Okay.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. That ain't right. You're gonna make me dodge and aim?
A bet is a bet, noob.
It's a crawler, sucker.
Frack.
And here, we fire. Yeah, suck it, punk. Hey, Laura, your dumbass brother just lost another bet.
How much now?
He owes me a cool $2.5 million.
I should just let this crawler take a chunk out of your leg.
Damn it, I heard metal. You guys need to stop using those dice. They cost a fortune.
What have we here? I do believe the bet was for the hat, not the Zed.
What? Oh, no, no way.
Oh, I'm afraid you killed the Zed, but left a fully armed and operational John Deere hat.
Dude, that's just semantics. I totally
dropped...
Hey, guys,
could you frag that crawler? I'm getting dizzy watching you two walk in circles.
Sorry, sis, my bad.
As I was saying, total semantics. The Zed is dead. One shot, one kill, you lost.
BS, the bet was for the hat. Gross, the eye stuck to my heel. There we go. Anyway, the bet was for the hat. I didn't give a tinker's cuss if you...
The child is right, Edward. Bet was for the hat.
Y'all are dicks.
True. Another truth is that it is your turn to spend the night on the roof. Up to it.
Tracy, tomorrow, you, me, rematch. As for you, Mr. Rules Lawyer, tonight, while you sleep...
Oh, the promises you make. Go get your gear and relieve Laura. How is your sister holding up?
As well as the rest of us. Should she be holding up in another way?
You mean... never mind.
Okay, see, you'd be a lot better at the whole talking to humans thing if you'd actually done it before the world ended.
I talk to people all the time.
Your guild doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
Why did you ask about Laura anyway?
Nothing.
Worst bluff check ever.
It is nothing, all right?
Oh my God, Richard the Vulcan is sweet on my big sister.
I am going inside.
You know, we do have the responsibility of maintaining the human race.
Good night.
I mean, I ain't even gonna think about it, because A, Tardo babies, and B, ew.
Make sure
you,
the gate is locked.
I mean, you're one swarthy-looking dude. You guys would make some cute little tan babies.
Die in a fire.
Of course, if you touch her, I will have to brain your ass.
The glory of monitor room duty. I don't even know why we bother. Ain't like anyone's coming for us. Humanity rolled a massive one on the D20 of life. Deal with it, folks. I wonder how other people are doing. I wonder how my folks made it out. I wonder if I still have folks. Damn, lookout is boring as hell. I am so going to make some new stats on maintaining attention during night watch, man. Seriously. What? Whoa, what the hell is that? Man, I really need to quit talking to myself. Oh, who the hell else am I going to talk to while I freeze my butt off out here? 2 weeks before Christmas, and I'm standing on the roof of a game store with a replica Braveheart Claymore. I mean, all things considered, I'm talking to myself again. As in another one, it's... Oh, frack. Guys, eyes, up. We got serious trouble. Come on, get up.
Damn it, Edward, you are fired.
Not joking. Laura, Richard, Tracy, get your butts up. We have got a serious problem.
What?
What the hell?
Listen, damn it! Listen!
Where's my sister? Where did she go?
What the hell is going...
That a rig? Rescue! Fantastic! Ether,
I don't think
Sled's
so.
Sled's coming through our boards.
Oh, no.
My store.
Stop the store, Gary! We gotta push these Zeds back and get our barricade back up!
I don't know.
Gary, snap out of it! Come on, line up. We practiced for this.
I'll grab the poles. Got him. Here, everybody take their weapons.
Laura, I don't want you out
Not
here.
Now, Richard.
Ah, here we go!
Yeah, damn right! Give him nothing, but take from him everything!
I can't. So many of them.
Steady! Hold.
What went wrong?
How did we...
Hold! Almost there.
Stay on target.
So many.
Almost there.
Brain them!
Yeah! He falls, go!
This is for my parents and the dog!
Come on, Fred, is that the best you can do?
We can't! My pole is stuck!
Come on, Christ, it's stuck!
Trip that one. Someone brain it.
Done and done. Setting up a leg.
I can't do this!
Damn it, Gary, get your ass back here! Gary!
Gary!
The flanking position.
Forget him, deal later.
Flanking positions, hurry!
Secondary weapons out.
Oh, yeah. Tell me my Arwen Weprico is a bad virgin now.
It's a good weapon for a girl.
Oh, cut the chatter. Let's just round him up.
Push in. Head chops only.
Watch out for the crawlers and lungers.
Relax, sis. This is kid's play. I could go all day.
Oh, holy. Tracy, your left flank.
Dude, I'm flanking.
No, on your left, Tracy.
Laura, drag him into the storehouse. Ed, let's push them out.
Die!
Help me move the cases against the window like we planned. Come
okay, on it.
Ready?
Ready.
On three. One. Frack it! Shove! Best we can do. The storeroom. Fall back. Fall back.
Okay. It's gonna be okay.
My arm. I don't have an arm. My arm.
I know.
Mommy. Mommy.
Laura, I didn't think. I just reacted.
Let it go, please. Not now.
Damn, he's losing a lot of blood. I'll get something to tie up his stump.
Maybe he will not. I mean.
Not now.
Here, it's tension string from a dice bag.
Thanks, Sam.
It's my dice bag.
Man, it's the first one I saw.
That's another gamer's code.
I dumped out your dice first, dude.
Good man.
You see?
Is he?
No. Put your sword down. He just passed out. Put the sword down.
But if he is infected...
Wait and see. I mean, your blade flew really fast, man.
I did not think.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I mean, who knows? Maybe you saved him.
Please, just put down the sword and help me. Please.
Yes. I am sorry.
I'm gonna go try and find our fearless proprietor.
It's gonna be okay, Tracy. Everything will be okay.
Laura, if we need to, I mean...
We won't, all right? It ain't happening.
I know, but if we do...
No. Tracy will be fine. He has to be.
Okay, Laura. Okay.
He has to be.
Gary?
No. At least I didn't see him, but damn, there is no way he got past that CFZ. It's just... Damn.
Everything's gonna be okay. How's the arm doing today?
Not bad. Itches still, but the pain is pretty much gone, except for when it rains, so...
So it hurts all the time.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Everything's a joke to you, isn't it?
Has to be, otherwise I'd just cry, and younger brother or not, I ain't crying in front of my sister.
You ever think about Mom and Dad? about where they are?
Sometimes I try to. Dad used to tell me that I lacked focus, that I just bounced from one hobby to another.
You're the baby. You're allowed to mess up.
That's just it. I was the baby. I figured I'd always have the chance to make Dad proud, you know? That, you know, I don't know.
I know.
So, when are you going to tell me which one of the two dorks back at the store I need to sock in the gut?
Excuse me?
Come on, I'm not an idiot. I know how things work, sister or not. You're still human and you still get lonely.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fail. Want to try again?
Not really.
Fine. Let me try another approach. Want to explain why you're the only person in our little adventuring troop that isn't losing weight? In fact, you seem to have actually grown a bit chunky in the face. Please to be explaining, because if you're holding out on some wicked stash of grub, I want in.
That obvious?
For now, just as someone that lived their whole life with you. As for the Wonder Twins back at the store, doubtful. So, inquiring minds did the deed.
Richard.
Are you kidding me? That guy has no wealth. Nothing. I mean, sure, Edward is a doof, but at least he's funny. I thought Chigs dug guys with a sense of humor.
He's nice, okay? He listens. Promise me you aren't going to go all brother defender on me. Promise.
Dude sliced off my arm 3 weeks ago. You really think that his knocking up my big sis is my biggest beef with
him? That is not fair. He saved your ass.
I know, but I gotta get mad for a little while. Brother's code.
Fine. Take it out on the Zeds we find in Sheridan's Market. Come on, we're almost there.
You still think this is a good idea? I mean, leaving the store?
Good idea? No. Only idea? Yeah. Unfortunately. You and I get the food, Edward and...
Daddy?
Never. Seriously, not once.
It's what I do. Anyway, I know the plan. Me and you, the food. Ed and Dick, the wheels. Right off into the wild blue freeze zone.
It's Richard.
Holy crap!
What?
He doesn't know, does he?
Not yet. With the events all around us and the conditions, time hasn't felt right.
Laura, he deserves to know. I mean, all the old rules are gone. No one stands alone anymore.
I know! I will. As soon as we all get back together, I promise. And Tracy... Thanks. For being you.
Hey, I always wanted to corrupt a nephew.
Or niece.
Whatever. Long as we both torture you, I'm happy.
After you, Stumpy.
Oh, too soon! Ugh. What a mess. I thought winter sucked when it just rained for 3 months straight.
No fooling. This gray snow is downright spooky. Like God is not happy enough with the undead roaming his creation, needed to drop little flakes of frozen death on us as well.
Hey, you think it can infect us? I mean, like the night of the comet. Crap like that?
Beats me. Makes yellow snow feel downright tempting, though.
Oh, that is nasty.
No sign of Zed in the streets. To use an extremely tired cliche, it is...
Quiet. Too quiet.
Oh, come on. Help me pry open the door. Whoever holed up in the bike shop did a crap job of barricading.
Like we're one to talk. We had to spend the last few weeks in a storeroom, man.
Ours held okay. We just did not raid it against high-speed, flaming UPS trucks packed with goddamn zombies.
Well, yeah, fair enough. On three. One, two, three!
Okay. Here we go.
Chomp and stop time. Dude, this one's only wearing a Speedo. That wasn't right when he was fresh and breathing.
Could be worse. Could be like this poor schmo.
Is that what I think it is?
Yep. Chain just hanging in the wind.
Oh, put that poor bastard out of our misery. And then come help me pick out some wheels.
On it.
So, what do you think? Cruiser or street?
Mountain bike. City travel or otherwise, we need bikes that can haul a grip of cargo and carry a ton of supplies.
Gotcha. You really think this plan will work?
I don't know. But it can't get any worse. City is toast. Help is never coming. We need to move on and start over.
What about the others? Like the folks we saw down by the Selwood Bridge or the Lloyd shelters. I still think we should at least attempt some kind of contact. And maybe your sister made it safely. I mean, she's being a nurse and all. Hanan could really help us.
No way. We all discussed and decided we need to stay in small groups. We make for the frost line, we start over. Besides, my sister... No, forget it. We stick to the plan.
And if we run into people along the way, people that need help,
is just going to leave him out there to die? That's not the most lawful good outlook on life, my friend.
Damn it, Ed, this is not some campaign where we all get stronger as it drags on. This is real. This is life now. No princesses to save, no treasure to loot, no resurrection spells one town over. Bite, die, rise, kill.
Yeah, I know, I know. I don't think we need to abandon our humanity for survival. It don't sit right with me.
Look, let's just get the bikes, the cargo racks, and any survival gear that is still looks usable and haul tail back to the store. Laura and Tracy should be making their way back by now.
Yeah. But when we get all back together, we need to set some rules for our trip, some expectations.
No problem. Got everything?
Yeah, I got everything. We can go to...
Holy crap, Christ, Richard! Zombie above! There's a zombie above you! You son of a...
No.
Oh, damn it, no. No.
One less. Can't argue with you anymore.
No, wait, you hold it, man. I can patch. I can fix.
Worst buff check ever.
No, you're right, man. It wasn't supposed to happen like this. This is not right. No.
Tell Laura. I know. I understand.
What? No. What are you talking? Richard? Dude. Richard. Vaya con Dios, man.
I see a nice clearing just over that ridge. Looks like a good spot to me.
I'll tell Edward, see what he and the other leaders think. You mind taking the little munchkin?
Not at all.
There you go, sweetie.
Oh, goodness. What's Mama been feeding you?
Woo. Oh, yeah. Mind changing her, too. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, sis.
Hey, Edward. Gather the others. We found a spot that might work. We might have finally found our new home.
Ah, dang. And I was just getting used to the life of a ragtag fugitive fleet. On a lonely quest. A quest to find...
enough! Just go get the others.
You know, you were a lot more fun before you became a mom.
I'm still fun. I just hide it to annoy you.
Yeah, whatever. I'll be right back.
Look, little Hanan. Mommy's back just in time to wipe your bottom.
Some uncle.
What? I played with her. That is the official uncle job.
Okay. Come here, Squirt.
Think she'll ever get to meet her namesake?
I don't know. I hope so.
In the next campaign?
Perhaps, yeah. Come on, let's go see what our future holds.
You've been listening to AZ Episode 4 and the Geek Shall Inherit, directed by Jason Crump. Radio play and story by Aaron Duran. Sound effects and engineering by James Robinson. Original music by Kristen Holovnia. Starring Chris Paddock as Tracy, Megan Sky Hale as Laura, Aaron Duran as Edward, Cable Hashitani as Richard, Jason Miller as Gary, all cast and crew zombies, and the narrator is Cable Hashitani. You've been listening to AZ, brought to you by Geek in the City and the Rick Emerson News Network. Tune in tomorrow for Episode 5, Preludes. I'm Aaron Duran. On behalf of Jason Crump and the entire cast and crew of AZ, thank you. And as always, better dead than Zed.